Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and On Mystery Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your king, baby, Dr. Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. I want to begin today's programming with a very special public service announcement. Well, it's more on the lines of advice, but I think it's good advice. I would like to urge all of you curious listeners to have something either funny or very cute prepared to watch before you dive into the very first episode of Goblin Slayer on Crunchyroll and VRV, because Jesus Christ, that one got fucked up fast. I mean, I've seen the manga in stores with a fat parental advisory sticker on it, and it's like shrink wrapped so you can't even look in it unless you buy it. And this anime version, well, I feel like it too earns a sticker like that. Not to go into details as to what happens, but think of the most screwed up moments of Game of Thrones and Berserk. Within the show's first couple of minutes, you're greeted with moments like the ones that are flashing through your brain this very instant. But when the title character shows up, it becomes one badass show. So if you can muster through the screwed up parts, you'll be rewarded with the cool shit. Give Goblin Slayer a shot, as it's definitely started off as one of the better shows of the fall 2018 anime season. Me personally, Double Decker Dagekiro is thus far my main jam, but it's still very early to tell what's to come. But yes, prepare a very cute show to watch soon after watching Goblin Slayer's first episode. In fact, there's a couple of cute shows I'll be talking about in this episode of No Borders, No Race. So let's not waste any more time and dive into the playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and would like to support these artists, you can grab just about all their music on cdjapan.co.jp, Yes Asia, Amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record stores. We're going to start the show off with a little Japanese Celtic punk. I am, of course, referring to the Cherry Cokes, who released their latest album, The Answer, this past June. Here's a song from that record entitled Gypsy Moon.
Karata, 腰をくねらせて The emaciated and yes, try
Dr. Shikari's Will Reynolds, that was Cross Faith with Freedom off of this year's excellent album Ex Machina. The band is currently doing a short tour in the UK before heading back to Japan for a few more shows. Laidback Camp has been one of our favorite anime series of 2018, thanks to its great characters, hilarious dialogue, and beautiful animation. It's a show that has inspired people all over the world to try roughing it up in the wilderness, with many campsites in Japan nearly tripling their attendance numbers soon after the series ended. So it came as a wonderful surprise last week when it was announced that Laidback Camp would be returning in a very big way. Not only are we getting a second season of it, but we're also getting a series of shorts with the characters, plus a full-length feature film. To me, this is wonderful news, not just for Laidback Camp, but also for the genre that it's part of, the iyashike. I know some people like to toss it into the cute girls doing cute things subcategory, which it is one of those kinds of anime, but it's certainly the type of show made to help viewers relax. And I want to take this moment to explain to you why it's so important that we have shows that are made to help its fans wind down from a long day. And it's also important to know that the anime industry is the only entertainment industry that makes these kinds of shows, as there's rarely a live-action show that's made to do just that. So I know there are people out there, myself included, that have a rough job. Well, my job outside of doing Electric Sisterhood-related stuff, that is. You run around at your job, doing multiple things at once, and get scolded by people for things that aren't your fault. After you clock out and head out, some people like to put on an action flick or play a video game to get their aggression out. But the problem with those is that watching and playing those sorts of things can boost your adrenaline, making it hard for you to fall asleep afterwards. And that's where the iyashike comes in to fix all that. Laidback Camp, Flying Witch, Non Non Biori, Kinero Mosaic, and Amanchu are shows that were meant to help people relax after watching it. Usually the plot lines aren't complicated, they have some very beautiful and soothing animation, and the voice acting and characters are presented in a tone that's kind of more chill and more relaxing rather than loud and out there. Watching these sorts of series does something to our brains as we view them that help lower our aggression and stress levels. In fact, all it takes is just one or two episodes, and most people will be able to fall asleep easier than if they spent their time playing video games for a couple hours after work. Not only is iyashike a strong anime genre, but I feel like it does your mind and soul good as you watch it. So knowing that Laidback Camp will be returning very soon is a great thing for not just fans of the show, but for people who use said show to rid the stress that had built up from a long workday. So if you find yourself needing to relax after getting home and being on your feet all day, a show like Laidback Camp will certainly help with getting you calmed down for an evening of ease. You can catch the first season of Laidback Camp on Crunchyroll and VRV, as well as the other shows I mentioned in this segment. Though you can also watch Flying Witch, Non Non Biori, and Kinero Mosaic on High Dive as well, if you've got that. But yes, very exciting news on Laidback Camp returning. Right now I'm actually waiting for the Nadesco Nendoroid come in the mail. I ordered it back in March, and they are just sending it in right now. And I wound up pre-ordering the Rin one that has like all the really cool camping peripheral too, so you can kind of make a playset out of that. I know it sounds a little bit childish, and I know when I'm a 30-year-old dude who's collecting all these figures, I don't care. I can do whatever the heck I want with my money. I'm excited to be owning those, and I'm excited to be diving into some more camping adventures with the crew of Laidback Camp. Right now, we're going to play a track from Miss Polly Panic, whom some of you may know from the band Rasputina. Her latest solo album, Losing Form, hit stores on November 28th, and from that record is Hollow.
When Robert, why should people listen to another retro gaming podcast?
You mean our cast, David? We do have to keep this short, you know.
Yes, well, I guess we should start with the fact we celebrate old school video games.
And we have awesome guests and game giveaways. Don't forget that.
Plus our game show and your favorite segment, Random Select.
Don't remind me. Are we done yet?
Listen to our cast, another retro gaming podcast, part of RetroZap.com.
Finally, back to my beer.
Funkadelic Bradio with Sexy Lover from this year's Yes album. One hell of a dance record, if I do say so myself. The band has wrapped up a small tour in Japan with many of the gigs selling out. Great job, dudes. Keep on getting more of them funky party people in your life. Mr. Children are back at it with their latest album, Jukyoku to Kokyo, after a 3-year hiatus from recording. From that record is Addiction.
また長い連休を前に街は少し浮き足立って小町を目指して渋滞が始まった排気ガスを巻き散らしてウィンドウに 込んだと怖い今無表情を決め込んだ自分を押し殺せるどんなに聞かせても変われるものがあるよ欲しくてたまらないよやってるらしい「あちら側の自分とここで生きる自分を冷静にコントロールして」「そろそろ不安にも耐えて」「その衝動が今君の店を打ち壊せ」
Boston based Sounds for Your Pleasure. That was Marissa Nadler with Interlocking from her new album, For My Crimes. I saw Marissa open for the Decemberists a week and a half ago and thought her performance was fantastic. Shout out to her cellist, Janelle Leppin, as well. She plays that instrument like a beast waiting to slay all who stands in its way. Originally, I was going to talk about the latest season of Netflix's Big Mouth, a show that was truly on point when it came to showcasing the frustrations and hilarity of one's changing body as a teenager. But everybody knows about Big Mouth. Critics love it, viewers love it. It's one of the best animated shows you can be watching right now. So instead, I wanted to drag my attention towards an animated series that I don't think enough people know exists yet. And unlike Big Mouth, it's a show the entire family can watch. And that show is called Hilda. So Hilda is based on a graphic novel series by Luke Pearson, and it follows a young Scandinavian girl who moves to the city after living her entire life in the countryside. She makes some human friends for the first time, and they go off on adventures that introduce the new friends to strange creatures, new threats, and wondrous discoveries. And as she is introducing her friends to this new world, the friends in return help Hilda with adjusting to life in the big city. In a way, it's kind of like an anime iyashike, but there are enough exciting moments that will keep the kids' attention. It was Cap over at the Nerdy Show who first told me about Hilda in the site's Facebook Lounge area, and even before watching it, the visuals that I saw were quite enchanting. Watching the series is a whole different animal, though, as the style and fluidity this series has is in a class all on its own. Some may compare it to something like Steven Universe at the beginning, like in the prelude of Episode 1, but it quickly gets its own original looks soon after. The people, the creatures, the settings, all of it feels like they're ripped straight out of Pearson's original books. It's truly beautiful to watch. But what makes Hilda stand out more than any other family-based animated series is how it treats its audience. Nothing is dumbed down to mere fart jokes or gross-out humor like Teen Titans Go or Unikitty. Hilda treats its viewers like intelligent beings, and it does so without talking down to its audience, one of the things I legit hate about most kid-friendly shows. Hilda gets perilous, scary at times, and often places the title character and her friends in strange situations. But it does it while being funny, clever, and especially caring to the viewers that are watching it. I'm about 8 episodes into Hilda as of this recording, and I honestly hope there's more to come. The stories are wonderful, the voice acting is great, and the imagination of Pearson's original creation shines brightly throughout its run. A free-to-play mobile game called Hilda Creatures is coming out later this week, and I hope more things like this will come out of the woodwork that will expand on this wonderful world that Netflix has brought to our attention. Also, can scientists work on making deer foxes real? I want a twig to call on my own. Please, please, pretty please. Okay, I'll settle for a plushy version if that can't happen. But anyways, give Hilda a watch on Netflix. You will not regret it. Now, going from something that's comforting, relaxing, and fun to watch to something dark and loud and heavy, we're talking hardcore heavy, because Duran Gray are back with a brand new album entitled The Insulated World, and are touring in Europe in support of that record as of this podcast. From their new album is Values of Madness.
Yeah! Culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings, digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
We'll be right back.
Metal Legends Loudness with Whatsoever off of their 2008 record, Metal Mad. They just released a new album called Rise to Glory, which charted at number 13 on the Oricon charts. Not bad for a metal band that's been around for nearly 40 years. Up next, we have the Germany-based Shoegazers, Holly Graham, who'll be releasing their debut album, Modern Cults, on November 9th. They'll also be touring the U.S. in November with the bands VNV Nation and Division, so check their official site to see if they're coming to a town near you. This is a cut from Marvin Cults entitled Signals. We'll be right back. Tierra, that was Lark on Ciel with Blurry Eyes. Though the band is on hiatus, frontman Hyde has been busy with collaborating with ex-Japan leader Yoshiki on the song Red Swan, which serves as the opening theme to the newest season of Attack on Titan. This past Thursday, I had the chance to go to the first screening of Bad Times at the El Royale at my local theater. The latest film from Cabin in the Woods director Drew Goddard places four strangers in the 70s hotel that's lost its sparkle. What unfolds is a night that would leave any normal patron emotionally scarred for the rest of their lives. Fortunately, these strangers aren't your average folks. A washed-up Motown singer, an old priest with a shoddy past, a vacuum cleaner salesman with a hidden agenda, and a crazy girl and her kidnapped sister. Okay, so I guess that's five strangers, technically. Hell, not even the bellboy is clean as a whistle in this film. And I have to say that the script that Goddard wrote is outstanding. Normally, thrillers have this sort of domino effect, where one bad thing happens, followed by another bad thing, and so forth, until all the pieces collapse on top of one another. Here, this movie is more like a crazy, violent game of darts, where a character does something, chance throws its piece, and it lands on wherever, and causes a certain level of chaos. And even still, everything falls nicely into place, especially when a Charles Manson-like fool walks in and turns the whole situation upside down. The cast is great, by the way, with Jeff Bridges as the priest and John Hamm as the salesman, but it's Cynthia Erivo as Darlene the singer whose performance shines the brightest. And it took me a while to recognize him, but Chris Hemsworth goes through a pretty great transformation as the cult leader Billy Lee, looking far scrawnier and menacing than whenever he's playing Thor. Throughout the majority of the film until I actually saw the end credits, I thought it was like Josh Hartnett. I really didn't recognize him until, oh shit, that's Chris Hemsworth. But anyways, I would give Bad Times at the El Royale my highest recommendation. With its strong cast and a script that goes all over the place in all the right ways, Goddard's latest film is one fun and nerve-wracking time at the movies. You can catch Bad Times at the El Royale in theaters everywhere now. Also, for those who saw it, who do you think was on that film canister? Kennedy? Could have been Martin Luther King Jr. or maybe some other big shot from that era. They kept saying the person was dead, so it had to have been someone that people really looked up to and was probably assassinated. Maybe even Malcolm X. But, you know, we can spend all day guessing, and we may be getting warmer or colder to that certain truth. Only Goddard knows who's on that canister, and odds are he's not going to be the kind of guy who's going to reveal it. It's like the whole briefcase in Pulp Fiction. No one's going to know what's in that briefcase. Probably only Quentin Tarantino knows, and he'll probably come up with some bullshit excuse whenever he's asked it. I'm sure he's done that before. But instead of going into conspiracy film theories and whatnot, because we can probably spend a very, very, very long time doing that, let's dive back into the playlist at hand and enjoy some more tunes. Coming up, we've got the band Ling Tostis Cigaru with a song from this year's album, number 5. It's a song I'm sure Bruce Willis would approve. It's Die Meets Hard.
And you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just frankly don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life, and hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ithinkthisisgreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I think this is great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. With those backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
Ich werde in die Tannen gehen, dahin, wo ich sie zuletzt gesehen. Doch der Abend wirft ein Tuch aufs Land und auf die Wege hinterm Waldesrand. Und der Wald, er steht so schwarz und leer. Weh, mio, weh. Und die Vögel singen nicht mehr. Ohne dich kann ich nicht sein, ohne dich. Mit dir bin ich auch allein, ohne dich. Ohne dich zähl ich die Stunden, ohne dich. Mit dir stehen die Sekunden, lohne nicht. In den Gräben ist es nun still und ohne Leben, und das Atmen fällt mir ach so schwer. Weh, mio, weh. Und die Vögel singen nicht mehr. Ohne dich kann ich nicht. Mm-hmm.
iconic Rammstein with Ohne Dich from Rise, Rise. And big news from the band, as they've announced that their next album is coming out in spring 2019. It'll be their first album in nearly a decade, and their newest material since Mindland came out in 2011. It's been a long time coming, but I'm very happy that we'll be getting some new Rammstein very, very soon. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter and the J-Pop, Video Games, and Anime Amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBastardBrigade and on Facebook.com/Land of Esh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. Promotional consideration for this week's tracks from Polypanic and Hologram, made by Shameless Promotion PR, and a very special thank you to K. Michelle Dubois for contributing to last week's Shameless Tuesdays. On the next episode of Wicked Anime, we chat about the shows from this fall anime season that you should absolutely be paying attention to. The good, the bad, and even the somewhat traumatizing, as what I mentioned in the intro of this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. That's all coming up this Thursday on the Nerdy Show Network and wherever podcasts get their podcasts on. We're going to end the show with the latest track from The Peggies, which currently serves as the opening theme to Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai. The first couple episodes were actually quite intriguing, so I'm curious to see where it heads. This song is called Kimi no Sei. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps. Hey guys, this is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, from the Electric Sisterhood, and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.